From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The European Central Bank is not increasing emergency financing for Greek banks, which means those institutions may not be able to reopen anytime soon. As Joanna Kakissis reports, the decision comes as Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras seeks more talks with Eurozone officials on saving his country from further default.
Greek banks had already suffered months of deposit losses when the government ended credit negotiations with Eurozone and International Monetary Fund leaders. Then the country's bailout deal expired, so the ECB could no longer use Greek bonds as collateral. Greek banks have now been closed for more than a week, with cash withdrawals limited. The pressure on the Greek government to make a deal is immense. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande say they're open to talks, but only if the Greek government offers a reasonable deal. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Pope Francis will preside over an outdoor mass in the Ecuadorian city of Quito today, his second in the country in 2 days. As John Otis reports, the pontiff is on a three-nation South America visit to call attention to poverty and inequality.
After about 1 million people turned out for the Pope in the Ecuadorian city of Guayaquil, Francis flew to Quito, where he met with President Rafael Correa at the National Palace. Crowds gathered outside, musicians played religious songs, and the Pope offered his blessing to the people, while also making a plea for tolerance. Francis called on Ecuadorians to erase class differences and to embrace the poorest of the poor. Later today, he will give Mass at Quito's Bicentennial Park. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
Residents of a popular lakeside vacation community in Bayside, Idaho, are awaiting word that it's safe to return. A fast-moving wildfire has destroyed several homes in the community and threatens to burn hundreds of other structures. Mary Cameron spoke to KXLY after evacuating her home.
Everybody's just trying to be encouraging, you know, and some people just left because there's nothing we can do.
The so-called Cape Horn fire has spread across about 3 square miles and prompted the governor to issue a state of emergency. It is among nearly 4 dozen blazes that are burning in dry western states. An ice cave in northwestern Washington state has partially collapsed, killing at least one person and injuring 4 others, one of them critically. A spokesman for Snohomish County Sheriff says recovery efforts have been suspended for the night. The incident happened at a popular hiking destination about 70 miles northeast of Seattle. An 11-year-old girl was killed by falling ice there in 2010. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court has upheld a ruling against a bankruptcy law in Puerto Rico. The 2014 Debt Recovery Act would have allowed local municipalities to enter into bankruptcy. A lower court agreed with bondholders that Chapter 9 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code does not include the territorial island. The appeals court also found that Puerto Rico, which is around $72 billion in debt, should never have been excluded from the law. New York City has agreed to pay more than $300,000 to settle lawsuits by 6 Occupy Wall Street protesters who said police unjustly blasted them with pepper spray. Details from NPR's Joel Rose.
The cases stem from a Manhattan march during the early days of the Occupy Wall Street movement in September of 2011. Online video of the incident showed Police Deputy Inspector Anthony Bologna pepper spraying protesters corralled behind orange netting. Bologna was found to have violated police department guidelines. He was docked 10 vacation days. The settlements range from $52,500 to $60,000 per person. The New York City Law Department says settling was in the city's best interest. Lawyers for the protesters say the lawsuits hold police accountable for their actions. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The music and film communities are remembering Jerry Weintraub. The Emmy-winning producer died of cardiac arrest Monday in Santa Barbara, California. He was 77 years old. Weintraub's film credits include the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies and The Karate Kid. He also managed concerts for a list of music legends, including Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington. Support.